Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, we here. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, yeah, it's time to get with it. Triple W dot, your boy got to get it. Get it where you fit in, if the cat fit, wear it. Yeah, we in a galactic cyber wild, huh? Why fly to the British styles, we live on Wi-Fi, live, that's the golden style, the style is George Draper. On the moving Lusty Lush and Bucky speakers, 5,000 booming watts, huh? Bringing you the party right through your router box, out the box, thinking out of the box, now that's necessary. Elementary thoughts, now the secondary, 22nd century, light years ahead of you. Get ahead of yourself, the future don't better you. Strap your seatbelts on and get ready for Lusty Lush on the move. It's on. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, man, it's time to get with it. With it. This for the future, man, it's time to get with it. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, man, it's time to get with it. With it. Yeah, this for the future, man, it's time to get with it.
Yo, it's your girl, Lusty Lush, live in the building on Lush Radio Online. And tonight, we definitely salute a fallen soldier, one of hip-hop's legends, one of hip-hop's own, what true hip-hop is. Tonight, we're going to dedicate this show to Guru. You know, Guru forever. You know, he definitely was the label of what real hip hop was. He was a member of Gangstar, the group. You know, shout out, our prayers go with DJ Premier, because you know, that was, you know, his DJ and his fam, and just his family in general. You know, we know he just came out of the whole situation with the coma, and we thought everything was good, but latest news is that Guru passed on us, and which is definitely leaving a wound in a lot of people that, you know what true hip-hop is. And it's a sad day, you know, because this guy was like, I mean, this guy was fit. He wasn't that old, you know, so it's like, it really wakes us up to say, like, you know, let's really, like, if you're on the grind, like really get on your ball on what you got to do. You know, time, you know, waits for nobody. And definitely salute the Guru, and we know he was struggling with cancer, and he lost the fight, and shout out to all the people that are going through the battle of cancer, have fought it, and are living now, and for the ones that have lost it. So, but definitely salute to, you know, Guru, and we're going to have some tributes. We're going to play a couple some music and also play some independent artist music on here, live on Lush Radio Online. But I want you to call in at 347-826-7722 and tell us what Guru meant to you. And, you know, also, you know, just, you know, what was your greatest gangstar moment? I'm going to go to the phone lines and see what's cracking. 954, you're live in the building on Lush Radio Online. State your name and where you're calling from, love.
What's good, Lush? This is Professor X. I ain't calling in a long time from UncommonStudio.com. I got to say my favorite Guru and Gangstar record to be Just to Get a Rep. That's my favorite record right there.
That's what's up, man. You know, how did you feel, you know, when the news was when you found out about the passing of the legend?
I mean, some tears came to my eyes, because that's the cat I grew up off. I mean, I know word for word all this new stuff they got on the radio. I can't tell you what the hell it is. But Guru, you know what I'm saying, his delivery was clear. They always had a message, and they always came with something real. It wasn't about message across.
That's real talk right there. You know, it's Professor X calling from the Florida area, you know, and showing that love. You know, calling right now, like I said, you know, show that love, man. If you love you some guru and stuff and you wanna tell us your favorite moment, you know, if you could tell him your last words, what would it be? Calling right now. Salute, man. We definitely lost a great soldier that definitely put a big impact on what we call today hip hop, you know. And you know, it's a sad day, you know, when somebody that you, and you know the crazy thing about it, Professor X, like Guru was a fit dude, man. It wasn't like, you know, he looked like somebody that was like sick, you know. He was a real
exactly.
Fit.
Exactly. I didn't even know he had cancer until I, you know, read the article.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow.
Yeah, and that's you know, that's sad. You know, so many people lose their lives to cancer, and he was fighting a battle. And, you know, he just came out from the whole coma situation. So we're, like, happy. We're happy that he had came out the coma, and now he just, you know, it just he lost the battle, and he was taken from us, you know, which is very, very sad. You know, so
the good thing is his music still lives on, man. I mean, all you young cats out there don't know who Gangsta is. You don't know who DJ Premier is. Really, go on YouTube, man. Just go back to them days, man, when cats was really saying something. They didn't care about what the label said. They didn't care about whether they were, you know, selling a million units in a week. They just for the love of it.
That's real talk right there. Stay on the line with us, fam. I'm going to go ahead and go to some music real quick, and we're going to be back in a quick second. We're going to be back in a quick second, but I'm going to take this one more caller on the line before I go into some music. We got a caller from the 401. We're talking about Guru. We're definitely saluting him, you know, as being a legend and definitely, you know, making his mark in history for hip-hop, you know. If you didn't know, you know, he was pronounced, he passed, you know, losing the battle to cancer. So we're going to open up the line. Caller from the 407, state your name, what you're calling from.
Killer Flutie.
What up? Behind.
We're in the house. What's goody?
Ain't nothing much, man. Digging in the scene and the gangster lane, just really, like, you know, hurt by the fact that, you know, Guru passed, man. That's crazy right there, yo.
Word, it definitely is. We were just talking about that a few minutes ago. Me, T-Bird, and Dooley just conversating about it. Real tragic for the whole hip-hop community. You know, pioneer, like, to us, he's, like, on the same level as Rakim was and is, I should say. So we're all taking that one as a loss. But what can you do? As Tupac once said, life goes on. That's all you can do.
That's real talk right there. What, can you tell us, you know, what was your favorite Gangsta moment for you?
For me, was Moment of Truth. When he did that song, because it just reached out to how I was feeling at the moment. I mean, everything he's ever said, you know, you could tell he's coming from the heart. He wasn't making nothing up. For an artist to do that, I could really identify with it. Especially like how the game is now, everybody trying to fabricate something they went through. So you gotta really sit back and acknowledge of what he did for the game.
That's real talk right there, man. But and I'm still sitting here like it's just astonishing. Like a lot of people didn't even know that he was going through cancer. Like, you know, at first we were thinking maybe, you know, it was heart problems because he had the heart attack and went into a coma, but, you know, we didn't know it was cancer. And, you know, that's a strong dude for even, you know, trying to fight like he was fighting, man. For real.
We didn't know he had cancer either. That was a shock to us. So today, we're all just sitting there like, word? Like, nobody knew that. And like you said, I thought it had something to do about the heart attack he had. Come to find out it was a cancer, like, word? How'd that happen? When? Nobody really knew about it. I guess he kept it on the low. I don't know.
Yeah, he kept it on the super low because I don't think anybody was with. I think everybody was kind of shocked, you know, when they heard that situation because it was definitely a a sad thing to hear, you know, that he passed, because, I mean, Guru, you know, has definitely, you know, set a lot of standards when it came to hip-hop, you know. And I definitely, you know, my prayers go out to DJ Premier, because, you know, that's his, like, right-hand man, you know.
Yeah, it was. It was. Like I said, him and Rakim, to me, they set the bar real high, especially Gangsta and Rakim. And I can't forget Slick Rick, but those are the two that come to mind first when I think of rappers as far as on the East Coast that set the bar. So we got to follow after that. You can't ever forget what they did.
That's what it is, man. And young rappers out there, you know, you gotta humble yourself, man. You know, you got to humble yourself when it comes to this game. You gotta show that love, man. Like, Google definitely, you know, these are some of the people that paved the way for you to even do what you're doing right now. And that's real talk on Lush Radio Online, man. If you have, you know, any words, you know, in regards, if you had a last words to say to Google, Slutty, what would it be? You know, if you could talk to him right now.
Thank you. Simple and plain, thank you.
That's real talk right there. Carlos, if you're just joining us right now, tonight we're sending a tribute to Guru from Gangsta. Rest in peace, man. You got any words, you know, and tell us your greatest Gangsta moment and what, you know, Gangsta meant to you. Caller from the block number, you're live on the line on Lush Radio Online. Speak to us. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, girlfriend, what it do? This big thing from the West Coast Bay Area. And
yeah.
Hey, man. Hey, what's going on? What's going on, hon?
Hey, nothing much.
Oh, yeah. Shouts out to Lush Radio Online. Man, I don't know what to say. I grew up on Gangsta, you know what I'm saying? Him and DJ Premier and stuff. And yeah. Actually, you know, it's crazy, right, because DJ Premier went to Prairie View a university in Texas. So that's kind of crazy that we even talk about this, but... my blessings and condolences go out to Gangstar and his fam and his immediate family, man. And he's gonna be greatly be missed.
That's real talk. What did Gangstar and Guru itself mean to you when it came to hip hop?
Oh my God, he was hip hop. He was the epitome of hip hop. I mean, you talking about lyricists, man? One of the most greatest lyricists ever lived. I mean, I've been, you know, man, I've been a fan of, oh, my God, since Mass Appeal and Full Clips. And, man, I mean, it just go on and on. You know what I'm saying? So he you know, he basically paved the way for me being a fan of his, and also, you know, gave DJ's identity because of his icon status. So, hey, you know, he was the greatest to me. I mean, hands down. Right now, I think he can take anybody on the mic. I mean, he's that lyrical. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to putting pen to the pad, I mean, hey, dude was raw. So, big ups to him and stuff. And you know, he's in a better place right now, you know?
That's real talk. How were you when you found out that he actually, you know, had cancer? How did you feel? Were you shocked like everybody else? Or, I mean?
I was shocked. Because I'm thinking, okay, you know what? He's going to come out of this. You know what I'm saying? He's going to go through his radiation, or either they detected it. But I didn't even know he even had cancer, sweetheart. This shocked the hell out of me. And they kept it so secretive. And I feel, me being a hip-hop fan and stuff, I have to respect the wishes of the family, too. And maybe a person played a part in that. But I feel like he was my brother. And, you know, and that's like you keep anything from your sibling or whatever, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's wrong, you know what I mean? So I was shocked and stuff. And, you know, I thought, you know, something happened, whatever, and he's going to recoup because, hey, you know, it's not his time to go, you know what I'm saying? But when this came up, I'm like, wow, man, you know, that means anybody – you know, this can happen to anybody. Deaths don't discriminate. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, he lived a wonderful 43 years on Earth. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And my whole thing, he's, and he don't look 43 to me, though. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
was so young, and he looked younger than 43, man. The dude was cut. Like, I mean, he looked good for his age.
Yes. Yes, hands down. And that's the reason you should pay homage to your siblings, your friends and stuff. Tell them how much you love them because, hey, there's no cutoff date when you're going to leave this world. You know what I'm saying? But I know he's in a better place right now, and I'm going to keep rocking him, man, and until I'm gone because I'm a big fan of his. I'm talking about a die-hard fan. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm to the death, you know? So shouts out to Lush Online Radio, man, you know, bringing this important situation up because this is historic. You know what I'm saying? And he's one of the greatest MCs that ever lived. So in my opinion, I mean, no one can battle him. I mean, and win. No, that's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? So.
But you know, the sad thing about it is, you know, as much as we love him as an icon, the sad thing is that, you know, just like a Michael Jackson, they'll get a whole bunch of record play and stuff, you know, when somebody passes, but when they're here and they're trying to reach out to people, people don't give them the time of day, you know. And that's the sad thing about things sometimes. It's like, you know, we know he's an icon, but, you know, it seems like, the industry itself, you know, put all of our greats to the back burner, you know. And I'm really saddened that I wasn't even able to, you know, because you know how I'm a big stellar for, you know, old school hip hop. So I'm really sad, and I never even got to, you know, hear him one time on a, you know what I'm saying, on an interview. I'm really hurt off that, but I'm just really saddened for his family because, you know, I can't even imagine what they're going through right now. Because, you know, I mean, it's just to see this guy. I'm really shocked because he's fit for 40 something years old, and you see some 40 something years old that look crazy looking.
That's
and the guy looked healthy, but looks can always be deceiving,
yeah.
You know? So you never really know what somebody's going through unless you walk in their shoes, man. And he was a strong dude because he was apparently he was battling for a while.
Yeah, he was. World on the Street says he's been battling for a while, but you know what? The thing is that he's a champion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you right now the reason he's a champion because guess what? He didn't want to bore... He didn't want to bore anybody or worry anybody about his health.
Mm-hmm.
He kept his talent. And you know what? Probably the one closer to him didn't even know until later. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So my whole thing with him is that he's the epitome. I mean, he took it like a man. He knew he wasn't going to be here long, and he just held it in. But you know what? He's a warrior. And in my eyesight, whatever, you know what? The thing is, his music going to still live on. And like I said, you know, he's up there with Pac and Biggie right now. You know what I'm saying? Big L. You know what I'm saying? You know, so that's what's up. And Jam Master Jay. So, I mean, you know, it's important for these youngsters, man, just like you said earlier, learn the history of hip-hop. Learn where it came from. Because that set the bar to where you at right now. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of artists don't give respect. Me, I'm going to give respect because music is everything to me. But I love hip-hop. I love hip-hop. Old school is the best. I mean, no matter what, because EDMCs today and rap artists today and stuff is still sampling a whole lot of material from way back. You know what I'm saying? So
that's real tough. And speaking on that, if you want to call in and you want to shout out Guru from Gangsta, rest in peace, call in at 347-826-7722. Tell us your favorite moment. Right now, we're about to go to Word I Manifest by Gangsta, and we'll be back on Lush Radio Online.
turn to curry. I go for glory, I'm taking inventory, counting all the tough luck sucks while I narrate. Relay and equate, dictate and deviate, cause my fate is to be co-making history. I use sincerity, but I'm so very deep. Doubts and questions of all the skeptics. I'm kicking cloud heads, I leave invested. It's true, there's nothing so-so, cause I know right about this minute, I'm in it, admit it, I did it for you. Cause this is what I'm into. So chill while I instill that we almost fulfill the proper mission for us. And yo, this is a must. Choose these lines on my rhymes, I attest. These are the words that I manifest. I manifest. For the words I manifest, they will scold you and mold you. Well, I impress upon you the fact that I use my tact that rhyming for climbing, and chill while I attract that girl you're with. I got a sincere quality, I give her all of me, cause you're too small to be trying to rip. So let me uplift and shift my gift. Let's go to the fullest capacity. I got tenacity, because I have to be the brother whom I live and give with much insight and foresight to ignite, excite and delight. And you might gain from it, or feel pain from it. Cause I'm ultimate, and I'm about to let off. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding, truth, recruit. So won't you throw a hand in the air? Put up a peace sign, a peace sign. And though we're feeling good, we should, we could, we would. Stop. Think for a moment, okay? And then sway. Well, I convey that we must do away with all the stress and the strife. So God bless your life. Use kindness and never blindness. And you will find that this perspective is best. Check it out. These are the words that I manifest. I manifest. I guess you figured it, hope to be dope as me, I see you sleep. Because the press is too much for you. I'm your professor, I got the touch to do more than the rest. Confess and can't compete, I'm Ely, I'll DC, Dealey and Misty. Make mince meat of other fools, cause I'm the brotherhood. Match up the funds and make lonely ones. I meant it really, cause I'm clearly obsessed. And these are the words that I manifest, I manifest.
Yeah, words that I manifest, you know, by the one and only, you know what I'm saying, Guru Gangstar, man, that's a hot joint right there. You know, we just reflecting right now, you know what I'm saying, and I want y'all to tell me, you know, where that takes you back to, 954, Professor X.
I mean, that takes me back to those, you know, mixtapes that I used to get, like, back in the day, man. I mean, it's what it is. I have a collection, like, of every pop video that was ever shown on TV. I can remember back in the day, you know what I'm saying, when I was young recording those damn videos. That's what it takes me back to.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Like I said, you can call in at 347-826-7722. That was Professor X out there representing the Florida area. Slooty, Killer Slooty, live on the line representing Sky High ENT. You know what I'm saying? Where did that take you back to? You know what I'm saying? Words that I manifest.
that took me back to the time when hip hop is real. You know, cats are spitting real lyrics. Nowadays you listen to it, it's all about the beat and if you can dance to it. Back then, it's like, what were you bringing to the table? And that's where it takes me back to lyricism.
That's what it is. We're reflecting right now, you know, paying our respects to Guru, you know, of Gangsta. He lost his life, lost the battle to Gangsta, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we want to just pay our respects in his memory. You know, we just play words that are manifest, you know what I'm saying, taking us back. Big things. Where did that take you back to, fam?
Wow, man. That took me back to the records and crates. You know what I'm saying? I mean, real talk. I mean, a vinyl. I mean, you know, man, you know, the technique of scratching and mixing and getting the party started. I mean, that was his life. So my whole thing is it's not a moment of mourning. It's a mourning. It's a day to rejoice because he lived a good life and he lived to see 43 years of it. So, I mean, that's my favorite moment, man. I mean, man, that right there was just pure skills, man. I mean, you cannot shape that. I mean, that's God-given talent he had. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and when you look at him, you can't help but to say he's going to be an MC. He's going to be a successful rap artist. You know what I'm saying? He had that persona. Man, he had the persona. I mean, he had the look, the swag, the technique. I mean, man, I mean, come on. You know?
That's real talk right there. We got a caller from the 973. You're live on Lush Radio Online. State your name and where you're calling from. We're talking about, you know, Guru from Gangstar, man. Tell us your favorite Gangstar moment and what, you know, Guru from Gangstar meant to you, 973.
Hello?
Hello, please, 973.
This is LS Hot.
What's up, LS Hot Art? What's up with you, fam?
What's good?
Ain't nothing much, man. You got to turn the radio down, though, LS.
All right, hold on.
Yeah, LS, if everybody's doing LS Hot Art is a hot, wonderful artist out of the New Jersey area, and he actually is the designer of My Lush Radio special edition shirts. He designed a shirt for Ransom from Jersey. He designed a shirt for my artist, Chuson Ali. And you can get the pictures on the TwitPic. He's definitely, he doesn't just do shirts. He can design anything. He can design anything that you put in his hand. He's he's definitely an excellent dude. We're going to get into a quick little interview with him in a quick second. But LS, I don't know if you heard, but you know, Guru from Gangstar passed, you know, he lost the battle with cancer, so we was paying tribute to him and everything like that. Do you have a favorite Gangstar moment?
Nothing I can think of right about now, you know.
You got any you know, respects or anything you wanna?
Well, back in the day when Hot Tracks was on.
Yeah, you said back. Yeah, go ahead.
Back in the day when Hot Tracks was on. Yeah, it was on Channel 7.
Yeah.
You know, that's the only thing I can come up with for right now.
Okay, all right. All right, back. All right, that's what's up, man. If you could say anything to Guru, you know, before, you know, him passing or anything, if you had anything to say to him, what would it be?
Don't forget me. You know? Don't forget nobody, you know? Keep everybody in your heart.
Come on, man. I love you off the hook, man. Well, I love you, though, man. But like I said, if you're just joining us right now, we're paying respects to Guru real quick. We're going to take a quick intermission from the respects because we will be going more into that in a few, because I got another song from Gangstar that we're going to play in a few seconds and stuff to take us back. But LS, real quick, throw your Twitter and all that information out there, fam.
All That's a good one.
His Twitter information is LS Hot Art on Twitter. LS Hot Art on Twitter, and his email is lshotart@gmail.com. So you can hit him up on there, and you can definitely get that contact and everything like that. LS, tell us, you know, exactly what made you get into, you know, designing and, you know, get into the art.
Well, I always was drawing since I was a little baby. You know, I always wanted to design all types of things, like, you know, cars and little, you know, toys and things like that. And then I just started to develop different styles by going to the library, you know, picking up new ideas and stuff and coming up with a certain angle on where I want to go with my work. So I just focused on what will take me a little bit further. So I start designing cars at first. Then I moved to designing rims. Then I moved from designing rims to, like, clothes, sneakers, all types of different stuff. So, you know, and it's just endless, you know?
That's what it is. That's what it is. And you know, I definitely got to salute you for the custom edition Lush Radio shirts. And the shirt that Shusen Ali is going to be rocking this Friday at his EP release party. And stuff. You definitely got a talent for that. You know, if people wanna you know, get in contact with you, you got a number or something you can throw out there for the people so they can hit you up and stuff like that?
Well, my number is 973-640-4227. LS Hot Art.
That's what it is, man. And you know, do you custom stuff for everybody, or is it select a few, or like you know, what do you prefer doing? Do you prefer doing women's clothing, men's clothing, or all around, or is it just, you know, anything that, you know, is thrown in front of you, you just want to design?
Well, anything that's thrown in front of me, because, you know, I like the challenge, but. You know, I always say that I can't do it, and then when you do it and it turns out better than what you thought it would, then you defeated it better, you know, and then it makes you go on to want to start designing something else that you say you can't do. You know?
That's what it is, LS. I'm going to real quick let some of the callers that's on the line ask you quick questions and stuff like that, and then we're going to resume into the tribute again. 954, Professor X, you got a question for LS Hot Art out in Jersey?
Yeah, I do have a question. Like, when you got a block, a mental block, as far as like when you can't design, what do you use to break out of that mental block? Like, some producers, they go through beat blocks, some writers go through a writer's block. What do you do to get out of your mental block?
Well, you know, I go ahead and, you know, I will go to the library, you know, because there's a lot of ideas in the type of work that I do. That's millions and millions and millions of thoughts to come up with a totally new clothing line if you wanted to, you know. And me, I'm versatile, so, I mean, I'm on a dibble and dabble into all different types of stuff. So if I go over there now, I probably might come up with some ideas for something totally different that I didn't think that I would think about, but I put it in my record. But, you know.
That's what it is.
I kind of like that answer. That's different. I mean, you know, real different.
Thank you. I mean, you know, I'm from Jamaica, so, you know. You know what I mean? I've been here a good minute, you know, trying to, you know, see if I can, you know, prove to myself that I can design stuff that I didn't think I could or I didn't want to because I was a little lazy and a little skeptic with myself, you know? But I changed all that after a while, so, you know, I saw my work, you know, appreciated me, so I started appreciating my work, so. And I started using it as a very good tool to get out there, to get myself known, because not only clothes and rims, I mean, it's all different type of stuff. I mean, art in general. You know what I mean? Painting, runway model stuff, you know, custom sneakers, custom, you know, stuff for people that want to go on a red carpet, you know, all types of stuff, you know? Furniture, different type of futuristic furniture, you know? And if the money right, I would try to design a house. Somebody wanted a futuristic house. But, I mean, you know, I would try to do that too, you know, architectural. You know?
Yeah, he literally couldn't. He really is a genius when it comes to art, just art in general. Spooty, you got a question for LS? Spooty?
Yeah. What are your prices looking like, and what kind of quantity can you handle?
Well, I mean, I've been doing stuff like front and back for some people already, like, you know, 24, you know what I mean? Every, like 3-4 weeks or something like that, I say, you know?
Yeah.
It all depends. Because I don't know what kind of size idea. And the price range runs from 25, 30, 35 and up. It all depends on what kind of design and what kind of size, you know? And
word,
what kind
word.
Of colors, because... And what kind of colors, you know?
I got you.
Yeah, well, we definitely, you know, had that information and all that stuff out there and stuff. Y'all can check out samples. If y'all check out, you know, my twit pics and stuff, y'all can check out samples of the shirt. And I got the samples of True Sun, but I have the samples of True Sun shirt when he rocks it this Friday at his event. Big things. You got a question for LS?
Yes. Hey, LS, what's good with you, man? It's Big Thing from the West Coast Bay Area, brother. How you doing?
I'm fine.
All right. Besides your God-given talent, when at some point that you chose to have this as your career, like, what, you know, what gave you opportunity? Like, you know, what happened to you to say, hey, you know what, I can do this. And I can make a profit from this. You know what I'm saying? So what was your ambition?
Well, when I graduated out of Clifford J. Scott, and my mom said, what you going to do now? I was like, well, I can go to this Scott with, you know, like sponsors, schooling for, you know, kids that's gifted, you know. So I went to Newark School of Fine Industrial Arts. It's like an art college, okay. You know. So, you know, my mom asked me what I was going to do, and she don't like to have people just, you know, you're going to be working at Burger King or something, you know? She wasn't playing that. Read a book. That's how she was, you know? But, you know, I just made up my mind right then and there. I said I wanted to be a designer, you know? And she knew because I always be around the house drawing, you know, night and day, you know, all night sometimes. You know, just, you know, never get no sleep a lot of times, but, you know, it's worth it. But, you know, that's what really, you know, drove me to say, you know, yes, that's what I really wanted to do.
Okay.
That's what it is. And LS, what is your ultimate goal? How far do you want to take this passion of yours and this business of yours, which is, you know, designing?
Well, I want to have it like a Walmart, you know, a little network, you know, like a little bit everywhere, you know, just like Nike, you know, well known, you know.
That's
like a household product. Oh, LS? Oh, yeah, you know. And then when you see my rims, I'm going to make people love rims again, you know, because my rims is not like anything that they got out here in the world. So, you know, it's very different.
That's what it is, LS. You know, the one thing is that I definitely see you because I know you personally and I see your work, and I honestly feel like you're a genius when it comes to art. Like, I think you're too much of a genius for your own self, seriously, when it comes to art. Like, You really, this guy honestly can design anything. And he can look at something once and just, like, photographically, like, sketch that image on anything. He is definitely a very, very talented young man, and I definitely support everything that he does. And he's actually one of his sponsors, and he goes hard. He definitely is he endorses Lush Radio online, and, you know, we look to do more business with him, with his clothing line. And we also going to have the Lush Girls International shirts going out. The LS is actually going to get done for us. So he does everything. So don't just think he does shirts. He does everything, you know. And LS, one more time, put out that phone number so people can hit you up and stuff like that.
973-640-4227. LS
Art. That's what it is, LS. And people, you want to get in contact with LS, you know, either hit him up on the phone, or you can contact me at CEO Lush Radio Online, or hit me up on Twitter at Lush Radio, and I can give you more information, and we can, you know, set up some orders. Let's get it cracking. Truly, truly appreciate you, LS, for coming through on the show, man. Guys, you got any final thoughts with LS before he bounces?
Hey, LS, this is big things, homie. Hey, man, just keep up the good work, man. And I look forward to meeting you real soon, man. And so maybe we can collab on some things, brother.
No problem. Look forward to meeting you, too.
That's what it is. Saluti, you got any final thoughts for LS?
Nah, we good until later. I'll hit you up later with that info, see what we can work out.
That's what it is. Professor X?
I just want to say, man, keep doing what you're doing. Stay positive, and I'm going to definitely get you, man, so we get some work in.
I really appreciate that.
That's what it is, LS. Appreciate you, man. Love you to death. Talk to you later, all right?
All right.
That's what it is. LS, we just had LS Hard Out live on the line with us on Lush Radio Online, man, and talking to us about, you know, his talent dealing with art. And also, like I said, we're definitely giving a tribute to Guru from Gangstar, man, because, you know, this is a tragedy. We lost a legend. And I got another joint in the arsenal for us, you know, so we're going to rock some more. And, you know, we're going to get our final thoughts in about, you know, Guru. And, you know, we definitely, you know, I didn't feel like it was a need to do anything else other than salute this guy for who he was. This is something you had to stop everything you was doing and say, yo, this cat passed, you know, I got to salute this dude for everything he's done and lay the path for what we doing right now. So another joint from Gangsta. We'll be back on Lush Radio Online.
When it's time to take shit from the heart. once again a piece of the action. Feeling satisfaction from the street crowd reaction. Jump full guns when they feel afraid. Too late when they dip in the kicks, they get sprayed. Lemonade was a popular drink and it still is. I get more props and stunts than Bruce Willis. A poet like Langston Hughes and can't lose when I cruise out on the expressway. Leaving the bodega, I say suave. Premier's got more beats than Bond's got hate. Clips I've inserted into my gun so I can take the money, never have to run. I wanna get blunted, my brother. Now may I make a mark, then make a spark over this fat track. Or should I say dope beat? Subtract, delete, all of the wick-whack. Wanna be abstract, but they lack the new knack. They're coming from way, way back. Hey, yo, Premier, please pass that Buddha sack. You hear we quit? No way, bullshit. I told you before, we come back with more hits. I provide right labor, so you can sketch me. Do me a favor, don't try to catch me. Slightly ahead of the game, I'm not a lame. Ask him, he'll tell you the same. He knows my name, smooth. I drop jewels like paraphernalia. I'm infallible, not into failure. Like a rhinoceros, my feet is prosperous. And pure knowledge expands from my esophagus. I write in the night to bring truth to the light. My dialogue is my own, cause smoothie will never bite. Bite.
Back in the building, man. Gangstars got to be the short shot. What? Everybody remember that, dog. You already know what it is, man. That was like the classic joint right there. Professor X, where'd that take you back to?
Like I said, look, I got all those on video. I got it all on video. I remember BET and all those video shows. They used to show all the videos. I recorded all that shit. That's what it take me to. Matter of fact, I'm going to take some of those old VHSs out there and dump it on DVD.
That's what it is.
That's what it
is, man. Slootie, where'd that take you back to, Slootie?
It took me back to childhood, just bouncing around in the crib, you know, just like a little seed, just growing up as a fan. That's exactly where it takes me to.
That's what it is. Boy. Big Things. Where'd that take you back to, Big Things?
Man, that took me back to Yo TV Rap. I mean with a Fat Fried Freddy and stuff, man. I mean, man, I remember when I first met, if I remember correctly, I think that's where I became a big fan of Guru. And it was crazy, man, because, you know, him and Premier was, man, they was untouchable together. You know what I'm saying? So, man, yeah, that's my fondest memories.
Definitely. And, man, that just takes me back to when I started, you know, rhyming back in the day. And, you know, that was true hip-hop. These are the people you looked up to, you know, the Rakim, the KRS-One, the Guru. You know, you like, yo, like, these cats are hard. Like, they really speaking the truth, you know. And it's like wow, you know, and I'm just it makes me want to pick up a pen and a pad and just like, yo, let's go, let's have a cipher again. You know, let's have a cipher, you know, that takes you back when they had the real ciphers, you know. And it's just hot, man. I'm just really, really astonished that, you know, we lost somebody like Guru at a young age, because, you know, 40 to me is considered young to me. So, and, you know, definitely we salute, you know, Guru for all of his contributes to music and hip-hop culture in general, And, you know, our condolences to his family. Shout out to DJ Premier. And we really, really, really are taking a big hit as a loss from, you know, Guru. Like, this is like, wow, this is really shocking. And definitely shout out to all the people that are going through the situation of fighting cancer and everything like that. I just want to go ahead and go to the guys before we go into, we're going to wrap it up with our final thoughts on Guru. And I'm just going to rock out with some music for the rest of the show. I want to ask you guys your final thoughts, you know, your final thoughts on the whole Guru situation and, you know, any last words or shout-outs or anything like that. Slooty, any shout-outs or anything?
We're going to shout out Guru's whole family, and let's not forget to shout-out his fans for supporting him all these years. And he did have a rare delivery that's very rare in this rap game today. I just want to end it with that.
That's real talk. That's coming from Killer Slooty, representing Sky High ENT right there, yo. And also, big things. You got any shout-outs or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, straight up, man. Just shout-out to Guru fans and his family. And, you know, shout-out to New York City for giving us an MC, man, that can hold it down with anybody in the game, you know? That's pretty much it.
That's what it is. Any shout-outs, Professor X?
All I got to say is he's gone but not forgotten, a living legend in his own right. And all the shorties out there that don't know Gangsta, don't know Deep Mill, don't know the Google Jasmine Taz movie, Google it on YouTube, learn who he is, and, you know what I'm saying, study the culture.
That's real talk right there. Salute to the family of Google. Salute to the fans. Salute to everybody, man, you know, that's really feeling this loss right here. We definitely feeling it on Lush Radio Online. And we're going to go into some music intermission, and I'm going to rock out with some music and stuff. And then when we come back, I'm going to let the guys tell me what's new and what's going on in their area, you know what I'm saying, with their different projects and stuff like that. And, you know, for somebody to lose their life at 40-something, that really should wake you up and tell you, like, if you ain't grinding right now, you need to push your grind up because time waits for nobody, real talk. So, like, y'all really need to get it together out here, man. You know, get it together. It's not a game, you know. And I'm just like really happy that we're able to come together here, and you know, really, you know, talk about a guy that's really doing his you know, thing out here. Like, I'm definitely salute to him. I'm gonna go ahead and play this joint right here, with So Icy Frenchy. It's okay. Murder Music, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Murder Baby, and shout out to the whole squad out there, Lazy K Productions, and we're gonna be back in.
You know how I get sick. It's okay.
7722. Yeah, that was a little bit of So Icy French. Shout out to Lazy K Productions. We're in the building, Lush Radio Online. So we're going to go back to the gentleman online. We got Professor X. We got Big Things. We got Killer Slutty. We live in the building. And they, these fellas going to tell us what's new with them, what's going on with them, what's cracking on their sides of the town. Go ahead and talk to my man Slutty over there. Over there with Sky High ENT. You know, they recently got signed to French Montana. We had French Montana on the show. Salute to French, you know what I'm saying, came through on the show, you know what I mean? And, you know, tell us, Slutty, what's going on and what's new with y'all. I know y'all recently had a show and everything. You know what I mean? Tell us, you know, that whole situation, fam.
Yeah, we had a show probably about 2 weeks ago. NJ Pac with Joel Santana, Mano, Jim Jones, Jadakiss, Trav from G-Unit came over with the Mississippi. The show was a success. You know, we were really happy about the results of that show. So now we're just looking for the next move. We're fixing the book Jada, I think, real shortly again. I'm doing that. We're shooting a lot of videos. We got two new videos out on YouTube right now, Stupid Guns and Visionware. What I could tell is really doing good right now. We got Narcotics in the Hood, Volume 4, coming out real soon. Criminal Activities, Volume 1, coming soon. Got that new mac and cheese mixtape, Frenchie dropping. I think it's out next week. So look for that. We're trying to grind right now. Anyone that's trying to get a hold of us, they can contact our manager, Jolie O'Shea. Her number is 347-276-3949.
That's what's up. Slutty, what's the Twitters and stuff so we can follow y'all on? Tell the people out there the Twitters and everything like that, Slutty.
The Twitter is Twitter/SkyHigh. That's Sky with two Y's, ENT. That's it. That's our official Twitter. You can hit us up on there. If you want to hit our manager up, it's Twitter/JolieOWave, WAVE. You can hit her up for bookings and try to get us on your DVDs or book some shows or trying to get a feature, whatever it is, hit her up. She can make it happen.
That's what it is. And Big Things, what's new on your side, man?
Hey, basically my company is Maybane Entertainment. It's an independent label that specializes in professional bodyguard and security services and also do promotions. Not only in the Bay, but the whole of Northern California. And the thing is, if y'all want to reach out to me and to see what's up and collab, you can get at me at Big Things, which is BIGTHANGS on Twitter. And you can also hit me on MySpace at myspace.com/MadeMan, which is MADEMAN _ E as in Eric, N as in No, T as in Tom. And my digits is area code 510-677-8011, and you can text me as well.
That's what's up. Any new projects you're working on that we need to look out for, Big Things?
Actually, my brother, his name is GS. He's from originally from Houston, but he live out here. He's dropping his Grandma Mixtape Volume 1. And that's going to be a classic banger and stuff. And so pretty much I'm just helping him push that along. Also next week, I'm launching my nonprofit foundation called Be a Champion Foundation. And what it is, it's about mentoring kids, the youth, and be a champion in fitness, be a champion in health, and stand in school initiative, and pretty much trying to target them in the right direction, you know. So, yeah, that's what's up with me right now.
That's what's cracking. Professor X, I know your phone was kind of breaking up. I don't know the signal or what's going on over there, but Professor X, what's new with you on your side, fam?
I mean, if anybody want to contact me, they can hit me up at upcomingstudio.com. The name of my company is Rock Styling, Inc. Basically, what we do is music production, music management, music publishing, artist development. A new group that I'm working with right now, it's called Neon. And they have a hot new single out called I Didn't Know. You can check them out on sonicbiz.com/neon like light and girls, GRULZ. And then, so just Google Neon Girls. You can catch me on Lush Online Radio / Royal Court B. That's RoyalRtBeats. So anybody who wants some consultation, they can hit up at 775-823-862-954-586-7306.
That's what's up, man. I hope you guys got it, because it was kind of sounding choppy, but I hope everybody got that. Like I said, we live in the building, you know what I'm saying? I got, you know, some of my men, the strong men that I rock with in the industry. I need you guys to, you know, support everybody that calls in the shows, not just, you know, whether they're big names, whether they're, you know, people that own their businesses, no matter who it is, or their independence, I need you to support one another.
I got a question. I wanted to submit some music for review. Where would I send it?
Do me a favor. Call me at 240.
Hold on. Let me put this in my other phone. 240.
468.
Okay.
2571.
Okay.
Yeah, make sure you hit me up and then I can consult you on the whole process of how we do the reviewing of music and stuff on Lush Radio Online. And stuff. Make sure you follow everybody that's on the line, or people that call in through the week, and also hit up Future Guru 100, and also hit up Ebonisha on Twitter, Cookie, K-Star Beauty, our program manager, and for any interviews, you know, you hit up our program manager for anything, if anything. So, like I said, we're live on the line, and we're just talking to our men doing their thing in the industry. But other than that, you guys got any questions for me in general or anything? Anybody?
I got one question for you. I mean, what inspired you to do this whole, you know, Lush Online Radio thing? And I want to thank you for giving these artists, independent labels, and people that's trying to get in the game and do their thing and make their mark. What inspired you to do this type of form?
Oh, well, the thing was, I started off myself as being an MC. And, you know, I went through all the, you know, trying to, you know, people say they want to work with you, you get managers, and people are flaky. And, I'm dealing with all this in high school and stuff, and I, like, just watched the pattern and the change and the growth of the industry, and I just started realizing that commercial radio is not where it's at anymore. And I started noticing the signals and everything, you know, weren't any clear anymore, and most people that go to work can't listen to regular radio. So I'm like, I need to create a form, and basically independent artists weren't getting the shine that they needed to be in. Basically, I wanted to create a situation where people in general can come together on a forum to basically educate people and entertain them at the same time. When I first started out, I reached out to a lot of independent artists. Some independent artists kind of brushed me off because they felt as if, you know, it's not commercial radio, so why should I pay it any mind, you know? So why should I pay them any mind and everything? And then you know, some people reached out since I'm in the DMV, and then some people didn't. But, you know, shout out to my big brother, DJ Finesse. And, you know, another party introduced me to DJ Finesse. And DJ Finesse actually was official DJ for Bad Boy. He introduced me to Teddy Ted and the Awesome 2. I had them on the show. And then shout out to my girl, who's from Hood Punisher. She introduced me to Busy B, the Chief Rocker from Wild Styles. And I had them on the show, you know. And also through a Busy B show, I met Chubb Rock and Wordsmith. So I had them on the show. And, you know, also there was a DJ Finesse also put me on to Master Ace. And, you know, Master Ace, you know, cool. And, ever since then, you know, I've been able to bring him on again on the show with Ed OG. So I kind of focused on trying to teach younger crowd the meaning of music and where the hip-hop culture came from, because most of these radio shows don't give them light, you know. And I wanted to show the radio shows that, look, like, you guys are staying on what's up and popping. The up and popping thing isn't really a big thing to me. If you're not educating people or helping our community in any form or fashion, I have no need to be associated with it. You understand what I'm saying? I want to educate people and also bring light to independent artists that might not ever see the light of commercial radio, you know, especially artists that are good. Now, if you're garbage, hey, my people are going to tell you about yourself. Or the people all over the world will tell you about yourself, because they'll be calling in. Or you'll have either a DJ Scratch, which we had the honor to have on the show, or DJs from all over. You know, salute to Kid Capri and Kay Slay. They'll tell you about yourself. So it's not a game. Not too many people I see are creating a forum where I have major people on and legends on, and then I have an opportunity to bring independent on so they can actually, you know, at least talk to them, get some advice, and at the same time, they might not ever get to talk to these people that I'm bringing on the show, but I'm offering them opportunity. And even just for the interviews, I allow people to call in and talk to them real time on the show. They might have never got to talk to a Kid Capri or a Kay Slay or a DJ Scratch, you know, because they don't never really have that much time. But I allow them to talk, because, you know, most radio shows, they cut you off. They like, oh, they don't even bring you on air, you know. So I just want to, you know, provide a way for people to be educated and entertained at the same time. If
so basically what you're saying is you provide a forum where people can converse and engage and actually get some information, good tips, and hear good music.
Yeah, basically that's what it is. Basically, that's what it is. And I appreciate that question, you know, because, you know, a lot of people, they, you know, they just sit there and they think that I do radio all day long, but I just don't do this all day long. I teach during the day. I teach special needs kids, because I have to give back to the children that don't have the opportunity, as we say, quote-unquote, normal kids. But those kids fight every day to deal with their different adversities. And they definitely move to do a lot of good things, and I'm definitely proud of the children that I teach each and every day. I leave from there, and then I jump on here, and I do the radio and stuff. So, and then I'm a mom at the same time, and I do photography, and I own my own marketing company. So I try to do all of that and try to stay sane at the same time.
I've been doing my research on you. I've been doing my research. I mean, you 100. That's what, you know what I'm saying? I'm proud of you for doing what you're doing, man, because a lot of cats ain't going to get shine. They want to go to these 40 radio stations, but you got 20 grand to pay the program director for, quote-unquote, creative marketing just to get up a BDS spin. I mean, a lot of these artists, some of them, you know, I'm a music business consultant, they look down on internet radio. Well, I can't get any BDS spins. You don't have nothing in the top 40. You got to start from somewhere.
Mm.
You know, so I'm going to definitely get at you because I want to do some drop of your show, and I definitely want to get, you know, some of my artist music, you know, on your show. I'm praying you keep doing what you're doing.
That's what it is. Truly appreciate that, man. Sully, you got a question for me while we live?
I'm going to have a question for you. I have something to tell you.
What is it? I'm scared now. I'm shaking. So.
Yeah. I just want to tell you that the whole Sky High ENT appreciates you, and we rock with you 100%.
That's what it is, man. That makes me feel so warm and fuzzy inside. You trying to make me cry, huh? Why you trying to do that to me, Sudi?
not on the air, I'm not. Do that on the air.
Oh, man, but I appreciate that, man. That really means a lot. I'm humbled, you know, because a lot of people, you know, expect me to be, like, cocky or be, like, this certain way, but, like, for what? Like, we're all in the same struggle together. Like, we're all the same people trying to get to a place. So we have to push each other to get to that place, and we have to take knowledge from each other that we know and share with one another so we can all move. And when that one person gets up, you bring the next people with you, and you keep on doing it, and keep doing that till you know, you have an entity and you created that, and then you basically have seeds of you down the road. So that's what Lush Radio is creating a revolution, you know, of
doing that.
You know, and that's what it is, you know, and it's mostly like Lush Radio has nothing to do with me as a person. Lush Radio has something to do with the world. Lush Radio is a brand of itself that can create opportunities and jobs for people, or even help people or open windows for people to do the things that they want to do with their life, you know?
Yeah.
So that's basically what it is. And I appreciate you too, Sluty. That means a lot coming from you, man, for real. And big things. You got a question for me or anything like that?
Well, man, you know what? I think the last two guys that really had really answered, you know, had asked you questions and stuff, you know. But I'm more or less gonna give you a comment. First of all, thank you for being real. Thank you for giving people like me, you know, opportunity, because I'm humbled by even you having me on your online internet radio show, because I feel like this internet radio station is a portal that artists can be known and millions can listen to their music all over the world. So that's, you know, that's not even a cop-out to some people, you know what I'm saying? Because I support all the independent stations, period. And, you know, and you said something earlier, excuse me, about special needs kids. Excuse me again. My Be a Champion Foundation is going to be, actually, we have built the format around special needs kids. And my whole thing is that we have 10 chapters, and we was going to actually be open up other chapters in other states. And so New York, you know, where you may be at, we may be open one for you and open up another position for you, because that's what we want to do. You know what I'm saying? Dealing with every aspect of what, you know, what it is to deal with the youth and deal with other things, because we're also going to be dealing with actually dealing with troubled youth and juvenile system, and also rehabilitating felons getting out of prison. So we're going to cornerstone all that stuff around Be a Champion Foundation, but special needs kids is where my heart is. You know what I'm saying? And my whole thing is that I'm building opportunity for them, and we're just trying to get things going. So I salute you for Lush Online Radio. Because and anything I can do for you out here, hey, all you got to do is give me a text, an email, you know what I'm saying? Hit me on Facebook, it's nothing. You know, hey, I'm here. So, hey, you got me. You got me.
That's what it is. And shout out to my boy in the chat room, Hellraiser ENT. I got to first salute him, because he has been a supporter of Lush Radio when I first started. On the whole Blog Talk radio scene, and he's definitely been a number one. Whether he calls in, whether he's just in the chat room to show love, he's always been a faithful supporter, and I definitely have to salute him. It's Hellraiser ENT, and he also sends his salutes and respects and mad love to Guru and his family, you know, for his past. And, yeah, like I said, guys, you guys, like, really got me, like, emotional over here. Like, I appreciate you guys for, you know, your kind words. But, you know, the struggle and the fight isn't over. We still have a lot of people that are totally don't want us to shine. They don't want real music to be out there. They don't want us to teach the people. They don't want us to help our people. They strive every single day for us to attack one another and to hate one another, and to not grow in our different entities and merge together to build alliances, you know? And when we show them that we can work together and build alliances and we can move together as a unit, then that's the day, then the revolution, that's when we win the battle. So the battle is not over. We got to continue doing what we got to do, and we got to stay consistent, you know? Never let anybody or anyone stop you from your dreams. You know, sometimes we sacrifice our dreams because of different situations, whether it's financial reasons, whether it's different things that stop us from continuing our dreams, but you got to keep on moving. If it's your dream, you never want to sit there and wonder, what if that, what if I didn't do that? This was my dream all along. I always want to do music or entertain people in some way, and I found my calling. and I still was able to, I always wanted to deal with children. I always wanted to deal in a way of helping people, and I incorporated all that into a show. And it's not just a show. We actually are out in the streets helping the community. So I ask you and I extend my hand. Let's work together. Let's build a nation, you know, because it seems like our nation is falling apart, and we need to build a nation, and we need to create jobs for our people and work together and do things. And that's what it is, man. Lush Radio Online, we do it for the people, not for myself. I got one more caller calling in. We got 12 minutes left on the show before we go into some music and rock out. But if you got any questions for me, or you got salutes to Guru for passing, go ahead and let it out. 718, tell us your name and where you're calling from, baby.
Yeah. This is CLK the Slinger. I'm calling from Far Rockaway, New York. First and foremost, I want to shout out Guru's family and give him an RIP. He's in all of our prayers and stuff like that.
That's what's up, man. That's definitely what's up. Definitely was a shocking thing that happened, and we definitely put our prayers out to him and his family and stuff. And what else, fam? I know you got some more stuff to say, fam.
Most deaf, because, yeah, he was really good friends of my pops, him and Pre-Man. You know, my father's Just Ice. So they go back away and all that. So that's a touching loss for everybody. It's not just a musical loss. It's like a friendship loss also. So I just want to definitely shout him out. And, I'm sorry I came so late to the show. I was just out at a ball game. Usually I just run through and see when y'all online to go listen to y'all MySpace page or whatever.
That's what's up. But, I mean, that's all good. I mean, you could be anywhere else in the world, but you chose to come through. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's bigger than anything, fam. You know, I'm humbled that you even called. For real, seriously.
Word, man. So good. Hit me. I mean, y'all use your Twitter page? Because I think I just added you on Twitter not too long ago.
Yeah, we on Twitter hard body. I'm on, it's at Lush Radio Online and stuff, you know. If you're just joining us, we talked about Guru. We also had LS Hot Art, one of my designers, just doing the Lush Radio Custom Edition shirts. He just basically is an artist. He designs on anything. He came and dropped through a couple of minutes ago. And we, you know, reflected on Guru and his impact on music in general. And then we talked to the guys from the different states, talked about what's new with them. We got Killer Sluti from Sky High ENT, just signed to French Montana. And we got Big Things from Main Man Entertainment. They deal with a lot of promo and security out on the West Coast. And then we have our man Professor X, music management, artist development out in Florida. So we were talking about that, and they were asking me a couple of questions live on the show about, you know, what made me decide to create a forum like this to try to help independent artists and, you know, also do different things and stuff like that. But you got anything else you want to put a Twitter out there, anything like that, fam?
Yeah, if anybody want to reach me, my Twitter is at CLKDASLINGA. That's CLK the Slinger. And, yeah, man, I just wanted to shout y'all out, man. I seen y'all did the interview with Ready Rock and my homeboys from the 40s and all that. So shouts to everybody, man. Shouts to the whole Far Rock. Shouts to New York, R.P. the Guru. And, yeah, that's basically it.
Yeah, that's what it is. Truly appreciate you. Yeah, Ready Rock, there are people I love. Your man, Russ, man, he's a good dude. Love that dude. Good dude, man. Ready Rock is definitely doing their thing, and I employ everybody to definitely support them. They some cats that's making some noise out in NYC, so support them cats. They some good dudes, for real. And I don't tell everybody they good dudes, but they some good dudes, for real.
They cool. That whole set is cool. Y'all got an email address?
Yeah, you can email me at CEO Lush, LUSH Radio Online at gmail.com.
All right, no problem. I'm going to hit y'all in the next couple of minutes.
That's what it is. Truly appreciate you, fam. That's what's up. And also, shout out to everybody that's in the New York area. If you're in the New York City area, this Friday is going down. You have True Son Ali that will be live at Mixtapes Online's store, the shop in Queens, New York, around Sufton. And he has his EP release event that's going down. I'll be there taking pictures and stuff like that. It's from 7 to 10. If you're available to come through, come through and come check out the event. There's going to be some DVD magazines in the building. It's going to be star-studded event. Get your networking on and all that, you know, over there. It's definitely going to be a good thing for everybody to come through and check it out, because I'm definitely going to be in the building, in the spot, and you can come check me. If you always wonder what Lush Radio look like, you want to see me in person, or you really want to network with me for real, then come through and come check me at this event. It's going to be it's an in-store event, and it's a highly anticipated True Sons Ali's independent debut. It's called Second Beginning, and that's going to be April 23rd, 2010. It's at 116-43 Sutton Boulevard, Queens, New York, 11434. And he's going to be unveiling the BK Hood Mommy models. They're going to be live in the building. So come check through True Son Ali. Check them out at www.truesonali.com or Twitter at True Son Ali. You know, shout out to also Microphone Bully. They just did a video. They doing the video work out there. The whole situation with the song Perfect. So check for that situation. Also, Welcome to Marcy. The video is doing its numbers. Type in YouTube, www.welcometomarcy. You know what I mean? And check for that. It's crazy right now. We got, I think we like either on 4,000 on YouTube, 5,000 on Smash, and like maybe like 9 or something on Forbes DVD. You'll see a snippet of me in the background. You know, that's produced by Vinny Idol, Money L, G to K, AK Chop Judge, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Paula Perry for filming and all that stuff, and you can also catch the behind the scenes. It's going down, man. Lush Radio Online supporting the community, you know what I mean? And shout out to all the ladies out there, and watch out. Lush Radio Online will be actually having the Best of Lush Radio shows. I'm going to be chopping up the best of my shows and putting them on a CD. And then the next step, I'm going to put them on USBs. So the best of the shows, and we're going to have slots for independent artists. So we about to feed the streets. But it has to be original music. No mixtape type, like, crazy stuff. No, like, industry beats. It has to be original stuff. I'm trying to haul up some of my producers that I rock with to give us some original stuff so y'all can rock on. And I'm about to hit the streets with them. Like, the people that don't have, we can't forget the streets, man. I got the internet on lock, but I'm about to feed the streets with Lush Radio Online, man, seriously. And also, Core DJ's event is going down in May. If you don't know, Core DJ's event is going down in Orlando. You know what I'm saying? Hit up Core DJ's Tony Neal for all that information. It's going down. Get your networking on. My flyers will be there in the spot, but I don't need to be there because I got my peoples out there doing they want to. Lush Radio Online, man. I don't do it for me. I do it for the people. Slooty, I love you. Big Things, I love you. You know, Professor X, I love you. We here. We in the building, Lush Radio Online. Support my dudes. Support my G's. Support everybody, man. This is what it's about, man. If we ain't working together, we ain't working at all. So, man, get your stuff right. Get your paper right. Get your paperwork right. You know, get your attitude together, man. Because at the end of the day, you can record all day long, but, yo, if you don't got no legal documentation to cover your ass, what is the purpose? If you're going to rock around with a midget on your neck, then that means that you can go out there and incorporate your business. Lush Radio Online. Life may throw you a curveball, but you're in charge of the direction it goes, man. Bruce Lee said, like, be like water. Be adaptable to any situation. Let's go. Lush Radio, and I'm out of here. Peace. Out of love.